Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Eileen in Portland, Oregon, whose client was audited for her rental property. IRS disallowed her $25,000 rental loss, claiming that this is a passive deduction for her. IRS says she may deduct expenses only up to the income on the property. True, she's not a real estate professional, and she does have a management firm to collect rent and to respond to repair needs. However, she makes all decisions about what to do with the property, for instance, repairs, roofs, painting contractors, etc. If IRS is right, what's the value of having rentals if you're not a professional real estate person? Well, Eileen, the passive loss rules with respect to real estate are pretty specific in defining active participation and material participation. See IRS Publication 925 and read the material participation rules that I've linked to right here. Rental property owners must log the hours spent working with the property, especially when there's a management company handling it. Frankly, showing management fees on a Schedule E is the kiss of death for the deductions. It generally means the owner only spends an hour or so a month, if that much, making decisions. So what's the point of owning rental real estate? Well, if you're smart, to generate a positive cash flow and for the property to appreciate in value, so you can sell it at a large profit. At least, that's how I always understood it. Do it right, and the depreciation offsets the cash flow, so you pay no tax on the income from the property. It's a pretty good deal. And whatever losses you can't deduct get carried forward until you sell the property, and they reduce your profits. Not a bad deal at all. So remember, you'll find answers to questions about rental real estate and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.